Welcome to the world of cryptos and welcome to the Crypto Corner. This week we had again a stable market, not huge change in the overall market cap. So from 266 billion we went up to 272 billion. But again, if we saw it after those 7 days, we'll see some significant changes. Like here, V chain went up by 75% in just 7 days, or Aave's 57%. In total, we have got over 30 coins that went higher than 15%. And on the downside, we've got only 4 coins that lost more than 15%. So some interesting dynamic happening in this market, as usual, of course. Now, this week, I attended the Cardano Summit. And when you attend the summit, then this is how it will look like, because it has to be virtual. You have got the tracks where you can go and listen to the presentations. You have got the exhibition halls where you can go and even talk to exhibitors. They have got some people on the other side of the computer and you can interact with them. And then the agenda. And this is something interesting in regards to Cardano, because it highlights the difference between something like Ethereum and Cardano. Cardano, as you can see here, is full of academic people that did the presentations. And in, you see, doctor, professor, and so on. And Ethereum is more the environment of geeks. So fantastic programmers, world-best programmers, that are coding on the Ethereum blockchain and coming up with new ideas of what to do, like the DeFi market, is a late development. And in Cardano, they're coming from another angle. They're coming from the intellectual angle, from the theoretical angle. And that's why also it took them much longer to go live rather than like Ethereum. They went live very quickly in that sense. So it's interesting to see which one of those two blockchains will have the upper hand long-term. Now, going into detail of what has happened, I want to show you some presentations that I really liked. This one here is called Beef Chain, which is a supply management or supply chain management protocol together with a legislator from Wyoming. And it highlights the difficulties that exist in this market. Like here, if a salmonella breaks out in one of those factories, the recall can be really devastating. Yeah, like here, Peanut Corporation of America, that company doesn't exist anymore because of the salmonella outbreak. And executives were handed 28 years of prison. And so it's important to really have an end-to-end tool that you can rely on. And that's what they developed on the Cardano blockchain. And I hope they one day they will also do that on the medical side, because I heard that 10% of all medication that you can buy is fake or substandard. And so such a tool would be fantastic also in the medical sector. Next is onboarding. So, I mean, in the Western world, we don't have huge problems in getting access to banks or loans. In other countries, like here, this is Africa, for example, it looks completely different. But how do you do that? You need to make it in a way that it is secure. And that's exactly what they developed here with a project called Atala Prism. And it's a big deal because it simply will open up opportunities like lending, payments, insurance, banking. So in total, they calculate over 400 billion globally in DeFi payments and in Africa that could benefit from such a tool. It's just to make sure that you're in a secure way are able to access these finance tools in this case. Yeah, so it's a fantastic product for the unbanked. Next one is Cardano aims to be extremely decentralized. At the moment, it's a little bit decentralized. But if you want to have something very decentralized, then you need to offer also tools in regards to the governance. And they developed this year with on the Cardano platform on how the governance looks like. It's fantastic and it's well thought through. So it's worth taking a look at. Yeah, so how is the voting done? What can you do with your coins and so on? Then part of the decentralization will be also a fund. And as you remember, probably iFund, which was created by Apple to get apps into the App Store. Cardano is doing a similar thing now. So they launched a fund with over 30 million US dollars in it already to fund developers coming up with new ideas. And it will be then the chain governance decides whether those developers will get those grants or not. And they will also be linked to deliverables, which I find fairly attractive. So that's a new way of governance of a company, or in this case, a project. And the last one that I saw is also that Coinbase Custody, which is just a department of Coinbase, will support secure staking of the Cardano, the ADA, in future. So in total, some really interesting developments on the Cardano platform, which I found interesting because it will shape the industry as we are in. So that's it from me this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you learned something. And please let us know if you've got any questions. So thank you very much for watching. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile, so you should only spend what you can afford to lose.